Iran says first round of Almaty talks indicates tendency towards rationality. Foreign-backed militants behead Muslim cleric in Syria. Turkey's main opposition party says Turkey has shot itself in foot with its hostile anti-Syria policy. Jordan government faces new round of protests. And North Korea enters a state of war with South. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, hello everyone, and welcome to this edition of Iranian and English News with me, Nima Chitsas. Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman Rami Mehmanparast said the first round of talks between Iran and the P5+1 in Almaty indicated tendency towards rationality. Mehmanparast made the remarks while talking to Belarus reporters. Commenting on Iran's upcoming nuclear talks in Almaty in April 2013, Mehmanparast said, Iran is after restoring its rights stated in the Non-Proliferation Treaty and believes that the framework of talks should be formed on these bases. He reiterated that Iran's rights have to be officially recognized while the vague points raised by other side should be removed. As to Iran-Belarus close mutual trade cooperation, Mehmanparast stressed that the economic potentials of the two countries allow them to play a complementary role mainly in economic, engineering, and technical areas. He said the West exerts pressures on the two countries and imposes sanctions with political purposes, which both Tehran and Minsk regard them as illogical and illegal. The 7th Middle East Cardiovascular Congress is underway in Istanbul, Turkey. The event kicked off on March 29 and will be wrapped up on April 1st. My colleague Hajar Kudruli has more details.
The 7th Middle East Cardiovascular Congress, organized by Research Center of Shiraz University of Medical Sciences, is underway in Istanbul, Turkey.
Coronary artery disease is the leading cause of death, number one, worldwide now. So we are trying to assess the disease very early, before the progress and the infarction happen. Our aim now is to preserve the cardiac function.
This scientific gathering has brought together more than 100 cardiologists and surgeons from Iran and other Middle East countries who study the latest innovations in the field of cardiovascular medicine.
I'm visiting a lot of countries around the world, especially in the Middle East, and I believe that the Iranian surgeons' experience is one of the highest in the region. And even in the world, all the international developments are immediately reflected in Iran, and it's exposed to the Iranian patients.
During the four-day event, which is being held in Istanbul, Turkey, 60 articles on different issues related to cardiovascular medicine are being offered.
The main subject of this Congress is new hot topics in cardiovascular diseases, in prevention and diagnosis, in therapy, and with a focus on new issues and new therapies in this field.
In Syria, foreign-backed militants have brutally beheaded a Muslim cleric in northern city of Aleppo. The militants reportedly decapitated Sheikh Hassan Saif al-Din before dragging his lifeless body on the streets. They also hung the Sheikh's head atop the minaret of the mosque where he used to preach. Local media blamed the gruesome assassination of Al-Qaeda-linked group Al-Nusra Front. Sheikh Saif al-Din purportedly had anti-militant views and spoke out against the ongoing war against the Syrian government. He is the latest cleric to have been killed by armed groups in Syria in recent months. Earlier this month, prominent Muslim scholar Sheikh Mohammed Said Ramadan al-Bouti was murdered along with 49 others at a mosque in the capital city of Damascus. Syria has been experiencing unrest since March 2011, and many people, including large numbers of Syrian army and security personnel, have been killed under violence. Several international human rights organizations have accused the foreign-sponsored militants of committing war crimes. The leader of Turkey's main opposition party, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, says Ankara has shot itself in the foot with its hostile anti-Syria policy. Hearing his speech in the southern city of Adana, the leader of the Republican People's Party condemned Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan's stance towards Damascus. Kılıçdaroğlu accused Erdogan of siding with Saudi Arabia and Qatar against the Syrian government of Bashar al-Assad. He said the Turkish government's stance towards Syria is not in line with his country's national interests, but instead serves that of the U.S., Germany, and France. The opposition leader further warned Ankara against anti-Syria policies by saying they would leave Turkey isolated in the region. He said Turkey should focus on gaining allies in the region instead of turning them away. Zionist forces on Saturday attacked Palestinian demonstrators in the occupied West Bank and Gaza on the 37th anniversary of Land Day. Clashes broke out in the village of Jayus after Zionist troops fired tear gas canisters at hundreds of Palestinians who wanted to plant trees and agricultural lands in commemoration of the Land Day. Several people were injured in the attack. Similar scuffles erupted at Galantia checkpoint in the West Bank city of Ramallah, where Zionist forces fired tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse protesters. Several protesters were also wounded in the incident. March 30 is commemorated every year because of a deadly incident on that day in 1976, in which Zionist regime killed six Palestinians during a protest against the Zionist occupation of the Palestinian lands.
For sure, we have chosen the option of resistance until we have liberated every last piece of our Palestinian land. On this anniversary, we affirm that Palestine is for the Palestinians and the Arabs and the Muslims and not for the Jews, as Obama said.
In Jordan, demonstrators have taken to the streets, demanding the government to make political reforms and take measures to improve the country's economy. Protesters gathered in Jordan's northern province of Arbid and chanted anti-government slogans. They called on Amman to take action to reduce prices, including fuel rates. Meanwhile, activists say a number of protesters were arrested as clashes broke out between police forces and demonstrators. The prices of natural gas cylinders, diesel fuel, and gasoline increased by 54%, 33%, and 15% respectively last November. This comes when government subsidies were withdrawn to tackle a budget deficit of $5 billion. Jordanians have been holding demonstrations since January 2011, demanding political reforms, including the election of the prime minister by popular vote and an end to corruption. And here's a recap of tonight's top stories. Iran says first round of Almaty talks indicates tendency towards rationality. Foreign-backed militants behead Muslim cleric in Syria. Turkey's main opposition party says Turkey has shot itself in foot with its hostile anti-Syria policy. Jordan government faces new round of protests. And North Korea enters a state of war with South. North Korea has declared it is in a state of war with South Korea, warning that any provocation by Seoul and Washington will trigger an all-out nuclear war. In a statement issued on Saturday, Pyongyang said, henceforth, the North-South relations will be entering a state of war, and all issues raised between the North and the South will be handled accordingly. The statement issued jointly by the government, political parties, and other organizations said, the long-standing situation of the Korean Peninsula, being neither at peace nor at war, is finally over. Pyongyang also warned that if Washington and Seoul launched a preemptive attack, the conflict will not be limited to a local war, but develops into an all-out war, a nuclear war. The two Koreas have been technically in a state of war for the past six decades. The U.S. government has also reacted to the North Korean warning, calling it unconstructive while taking it seriously. At least 11 people, including two children, were killed and eight others injured in an airstrike carried out by U.S.-led forces in eastern Afghanistan on Saturday. The raid took place near the city of Ghazni. Local officials said two women and another child were among those wounded in the attack. Two of the wounded are reportedly in critical condition. At least 7 civilians were killed in similar airstrikes last week in Afghanistan's Logar province. Several others were injured in the U.S.-led raid. The rise in civilian casualties in NATO attacks has strained relations between Karzai and his Western allies, who are under increasing pressure at home over the unpopular war. Thousands of Belgian workers held a demonstration on Saturday against the closure of plants, which will force many out of work. Protesters took to the streets in the city of Liège as Europe's largest steel producer, ArcelorMittal, and construction equipment maker, Caterpillar, announced plans to cut their workforce due to economic slowdown. ArcelorMittal announced in January that it would close a coke plant and 6 production lines, which will see 1,300 job cuts. Protesters wanted to highlight the negative social impact of the job losses.
Today is a very important demonstration for employment. We are against the end of the industries. Our politicians need to think about the future and make plans to boost all this and not just think about the speculation and profit as is happening at the moment.
I am deeply shocked by the social situation and it keeps getting worse. I want to support all the victims of these social measures.
Chinese authorities said on Saturday that no survivors were found more than a day following a landslide that buried over 80 workers in a mining area of Tibet. On Friday, a vast 3-kilometer-long section of land with a volume of 2 million cubic meters came crashing down a mountainside, engulfing the workers' camp in Mezhukungar County, east of the Tibetan capital Lhasa. According to the officials, workers were resting in the camp when the disaster struck. More than 1,000 police, firefighters, soldiers, and medics have been sent to the disaster sites at an elevation of more than 4,600 meters, where temperatures drop below freezing at nights at this time of the year.
Signs indicating the chance of secondary disasters have been spotted on mountain slopes, and the crack in the mountain has expanded from about 1 meter to considerably wider. As the signs of a secondary disaster are obvious, we decided to pull our rescuer back to a safer zone, and we are preparing a second rescue plan.
Thousands of U.S. people, U.S. citizens rather, suspicious to positive HIV/AIDS virus. U.S. health officials urge 7,000 patients of an Oklahoma dentist to seek medical tests to ensure they haven't been exposed to hepatitis or the virus that causes AIDS. State and local health officials sent letters to all 7,000 patients they found in Harrington's 6 years worth of records, urging them to be screened for hepatitis B, hepatitis C, and the HIV virus that causes AIDS because of unsafe practices at its 2 clinics. The Oklahoma Dentistry Board filed a 17-count complaint against Harrington, saying officials found rusty instruments, potentially contaminated drug vials, and improper use of a machine designed to sterilize tools.
The instruments that came out of the autoclave were horrible. I wouldn't let my nephews play with them out in the dirt.
There are a few things that you can look for as a consumer. Your dentist should be wearing disposables like a mask and gloves. You can also make sure that they do wash their hands before they treat you. And ask them what kind of sterilization procedures they do to protect you.
Violence in Central African Republic sparks drastic humanitarian crisis. According to UN report, humanitarian conditions are worsening as the people are waiting for immediate needs including temporary shelter, food, clean water, and reconnecting family members who have been separated. The African Union suspended Central African Republic and imposed sanctions on SELECA leaders, including new leader Michel Djoutoye. Violence in the riverside capital of Bangui has ebbed as the SELECA rebels toppled President François Bozize on March 24. Hostilities in the Central African Republic resumed last week after the SELECA accused Bozize of breaking an earlier peace deal. Under the deal, some opposition figures and SELECA coalition members were given a number of key posts in the government. And that's a wrap for now. Join us tomorrow with the latest updates. Goodbye.
Thank you.